time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio on Blog Talk Radio. And be proud of yourself, and a little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. There was a study done on, and everybody has cell phones, you know. I mean, I'm looking at my board men. They all have cell phones. Don, you have a cell phone. I'm sure your wife has a cell phone. Your kids have cell phones. You know, everybody that we know now has cell phones.
I remember the good old days when that wasn't necessary. And, you know, it was great.
And, well, they found that there was a study. And, you know, I've been talking for years on the radio about the radiation that comes out of the cell phones, especially when you hold it up to your ear. Well, it says right now 9 out of 10 of the most popular cell phone models exceed the regulatory limits for radiation. And cell phone radiation is a big concern for many people, yet manufacturers have largely downplayed the risks, and they're quick to point out that their products meet regulatory limits.
Yikes.
Well, that may be true, but regulatory limits are inherently flawed, possibly. There was a study done, and it points a picture of cell phone radiation danger, and the National Frequency Agency did some studies, and they found that 9 out of the 10 popular phones that were found compliant in earlier lab tests were far above the legal limits when tested in ways that reflect how people actually use and carry out their phones. So the original compliance tests entailed measuring the radiation that is absorbed by a test dummy filled with liquid. Well, this is done using a what they call a separation distance. When the agency retested the popular phones from makers like Apple and Samsung and Nokia and Motorola in the carry position where they carry it, like women put it in their bras or men put it, their phones in their front pocket, the position most people close to their body, they discovered that some of these had 3 times greater radiation than their original reading. So they're finding that breast cancer or testicular cancer, inflammatory conditions, because there's what's called a specific absorption rate, which measures how much radiation is absorbed by the body when used in the tests. So right now, the U.S., Canada allow a standard absorption rate of 1.6 watts per kilogram. European Union allows 2 watts per kilogram. Unfortunately, in testing, manufacturers are allowed to use a separation distance of 15 millimeters between the device and the test dummy. And that is not accurate on people because it's touching people's bodies. And they found that this radiation is too high and increasing the risk of inflammatory conditions that the radiation can cause, and also increasing the risk of different cancers. Brain cancer, I remember the Kennedy, when Ted Kennedy died and he had brain cancer. John McCain is now dealing with brain cancer. And they're thinking that these brain cancers are coming possibly from the radiation in the phone. So we have a device at Natural Solution that is called the Wave Shield, and you can put that directly on just where the little hole is for your ear, and that'll cut 99% of all radiation. So we suggest that. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And good morning, good morning. The Rayad method, that's to me, I think, one of the premier techniques for assessing self, assessing yourself, your children. You take a photograph of the eyes, you put it, we take it direct and put it directly on the computer. And when people come in, they sit down and we blow their eyes up so you can see every little fiber and trait. Now, Vince, I know your brother Al, he's one of the experts in iridology.
Correct. And Teresa's doing that as well now at our store.
And that's the physical assessment. That's
right.
Where you look at the eye. And I was fortunate. I've studied iridology with the best in the world. I studied iridology with Bernard Jensen.
Beautiful.
In the late 60s.
Wow.
Okay. And Ray Yancey, Lionel Silver, Pavlo Arola, John Christopher. I've studied with some of the best. Kinesiology with Beardall. And anyway, one of the things about iridology that was, I didn't like it so much in one sense, is that every single trait you see, whether it's an open lacuna or a dark little spot or a radial solari or a lymphatic rosary or a scurf rim or anything you see in the eye, it's something wrong. And, you know, that idea of sitting down with a counselor and them going through your eye and pointing out everything that's wrong. You know, you have this issue, you have that issue, and this issue. And so, to me, that, yes, it's good information to talk about constitution and you have a stress that may be in your liver and pancreas and these kinds of issues. But it was the idea that psychologically, everything you see is something imbalanced, and that bothered me so somewhat. Now, the Rayad method is the psychological assessment. You look at these same areas in the eye, and you're looking at what does it mean psychologically? What is the brain wanting to access? What is the lesson behind the stressor that you see in the eye? So everything you see is you're looking at what's the lesson behind it. And I like that because to me, that was the most important issue. And every single person that I know has baggage.
Sure.
You know, Vince, do you know anybody that doesn't have baggage?
We all have baggage, right?
Okay.
But really what's neat, though, is, you know, I know at the store we sell the emotional books.
Yes.
From doTERRA. And there's a fantastic way to, you know, look into those books and find out what emotion do I need to work on. You know, and oftentimes we can't help with that physical issue often that we're having in comparison to helping the emotional problem first.
Right. So now think of that emotional. People don't look at the lesson behind the emotion. Every negative emotion has a profound lesson to teach. Now let me ask you, Vince, do you know any person that's been born into a family where that family is going to teach the child how to deal with all of their resentments and fears and angers and depressions and resentments in a positive, uplifting way that brings about growth in that personality? Do you know any human born into one of those families?
I really don't. I mean, we've all got issues. Right.
So what do we know is that those issues, you know, that how do we learn? We don't get taught, so what happens? We get kicked, battered, beaten, emotionalized, and traumatized into our own personal growth.
Sure.
And so that seems to be the norm. Well, one of the things is that when you start to look at these areas and you look at the lessons behind it, as an example, and how I teach, it's very profound because you look at what's going on differently. How many people would you say deal with angers on a day-to-day basis or a weekly or monthly? Or
who drives on the freeway?
Yeah, exactly. You know, or, you know, how many people get stressed over just the you know, you drive down the street and all of a sudden you look in the rear view mirror and there's a cop behind you.
Lovely.
And you're not doing anything wrong. He's just driving to the donut shop, but you don't know that, you know. And you know, you think of all of these issues. Well, so anyway, when you take, as an example, let's take an issue like anger. How do you teach a child, as an example, when they're young, to have passion in their life? I mean, think of it. How important is passion in your life and passion about what you believe and what you do? And how important would you say that is?
I think it's super important. But, you know, one of the things that's really strange to me today is all the kids are on a device.
Oh, yes. You know, everybody's on devices and they're no longer communicating
with not only their parents, with one another. You know, things like that. Our world is really changing.
So when I look at it, though, there's certain primary emotional states like anger, resentment, and depression and fear, you know, that are universal.
Absolutely.
Universal. So things like anger, how quickly does anger occur?
Very quickly.
It can, in an instant.
Turns on and, yeah.
In an instant, correct? And how quickly can anger disappear? Also very quickly.
Right.
Okay. So anger is the unconscious exercise of producing passion. Because when someone's angry at something, they're defending something. It's a defense of self or an idea or someone else or something that happened or they lost something or they whatever. But it's a defense of something. And how important would it be for that passion to be there, for passion to exist? How important is that?
Super important.
So what ends up happening is that anger becomes the unconscious exercise of understanding passion. Now, when you grow up, you can deal with the passions of your life instead of the angers. And as an example, someone might come to me and you look in the iris and they're going to have an issue with father, okay, an anger issue with father. And yet now here they are, they're passionately involved in their church or their politics and they've grown up, but they still carry this anger to their father. Now, I don't know any fathers that ever got a manual on how to raise children.
Right. You're absolutely right.
We never did.
Right.
Okay. I don't know anybody that ever got a manual on how to have a good marriage, for that matter. How do you have an appropriate marriage and how do you deal with these? So anyway, what happens is that there's unconscious exercises that occur. So anger is this unconscious exercise that promotes passion in someone's life. Now, let's take that very differently from resentment, because resentment is much more mental than it is emotional. Anger is an emotional issue. It's very quick to come and very quick to go away. But resentment, let's take as an example, a five-year-old kid goes to the supermarket and with the babysitter knocks over a display and the babysitter spanks the five-year-old in public. How humiliating is that?
Very.
And so what is that kid going to think for the next 2 weeks?
That babysitter's mean and, you know.
And if there's anything they can do, I'm going to get even.
Sure.
They're going to think, if it takes me my whole life, I'm going to get even with you. Correct? Don't
That's
they
right.
think? And what do they dwell on for that 2 weeks?
Just that feeling of
getting even.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they focusing on? The same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. And what are they one-pointed about? The same thing. Okay, so here's the question that I have. Is concentration and focus and being one-pointed a good thing to learn?
You bet.
Okay, resentment is the unconscious exercise in teaching how to think deeply. Because when you're really resenting, you're thinking deep. You're thinking, you're dwelling on that subject. How do I get even? How do I get even? So it's the unconscious exercise of learning to think deeply, to focus, to concentrate, and to be one-pointed. Yet it's a very painful way of learning it, okay? Anger is a painful way of learning depression. Yeah. So those are the lessons. When you're dealing with resentments in your life, you're actually learning to think and concentrate and focus. So when someone comes in and they have all these resentment issues and this baggage that they come in when they're older, and you go, what kind of job do you have? What do you do in your life? Oh, I'm an accountant. I have to sit and really focus. Or I'm a detailed computer analyst where I have to learn to focus, or something where it takes that kind of intense focus. And I point out, do you realize that those angers and those resentments that you had with your father,
sure,
is the direct response of you learning to have the ability to focus and concentrate today? And they go, no, I never thought about it that way.
Well, you think of kids of divorced families, and
correct,
you know, and they've got their father that they're either sharing custody with, you know, the children, that sort of thing. And then you wonder, how do they not feel resentment towards the father or the mother?
Correct.
Did you know that frankincense is the oil of truth and the oil that helps us to reconnect with father?
That would make sense.
Whether it be our upper father or, you know, our father here on earth. But frankincense.
I mean, think of it. Who gave the baby Jesus frankincense and myrrh?
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Why
did they know? What did they know back then about frankincense, as an example?
Absolutely.
And so these emotions, let's take another one that's so common. And actually, I wanted to even mention and talk about that. And we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we're back. I was talking about some of these psychiatric and mental issues that everybody has to deal with.
Let me ask a question, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any, like, natural recommendations of something that you would recommend to help whatever function and structure cause psoriasis or eczema? I know they're two different things. I don't really understand, you know, them.
Actually, they're very similar. They're really very similar. Same mechanisms that occur. They're considered autoimmune diseases. And where And your immune system kind of goes havoc.
Yeah. Do you have some, either Vince or you have some recommendations of things that can strengthen the body so that someone can deal with that? And, you know, like, maybe any tips on how they would know which one it is.
Oh, sure. And one of the things in naturopathy that we really get to deal with, it's very different than from the medical profession, is we don't necessarily care about the name of the disease. We only care about the elimination. The skin is one of the largest elimination organs in the body. So when we look at it and we go, okay, there's some toxic issue that's attempting to be eliminated through the skin. So we look at it through the body systems. We don't have to say, where in traditional medicine, they'll call it an autoimmune disease, and they'll deal with drugs to suppress the immune system. What naturopathy does, and whether we use herbs or vitamins or enzymes or essential oils, we're enhancing the body's natural ability to heal itself. So things that we know that deal with the skin are minerals like silica. Silica is one of the most important minerals that builds connective tissue. We know that vitamin D is produced just under the skin with the sunlight and cholesterol and ultraviolet light. So we know that there's things that are happening in the skin. The lymphatic system is very close and throughout the entire body, close to the surface of the skin. And so we look at that. There's only five ways your body can eliminate garbage. You can poop it out. You can pee it out. You can sweat it out your skin. cough it out of your mouth or blow it out of your nose. And that's it, the only five ways. So you can poop, pee, sweat, cough, or blow. Well, the skin for psoriasis and eczema, and that's usually you're going to see red, itchy, scaly areas that can be on your elbows and knees and your hands. It actually can occur anywhere. Eczema occurs a little bit more on different areas of the body, where psoriasis occurs more like on the joints of the body, your elbows and knees. And but either way, there are topical things that really can help the skin with detoxing and cleansing the skin. One of the things that you can get that doTERRA has is the roll-on.
Right.
Okay. The roll-ons, and you can either mix up your own formulas when you study yourself, or they have some pre-mixed formulas that go in a roll-on that go right on the skin. I know there's one that helps with insect repellents.
Right.
And there's some of the roll-ons that you can just do that are really going to stop infections and stop bacteria and things from assaulting the body through the skin. And what would you suggest?
One product that is absolutely for cleaning all of our processes of elimination is called Zendocrin. And it's an essential oil blend with rosemary and tangerine oil, which all the citrus oils do
are very
cleansing.
Of, yes.
Yeah, cleansing the body. Then it also has cilantro, which also helps to eliminate the heavy metals.
Yes.
The geranium and the juniper berry that are in that blend help to really clean our kidneys. And so it's really a all-body detox. But the skin is certainly our largest organ that when we have those issues, we're trying to allow that process of elimination to start working again as well.
So one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to look what might be the cause of this. And now there could be many, many causes. You can be eating a food, and any food can be a reaction.
Causing this.
It doesn't have to be a negative junk food that causes a reaction. People can have reactions to healthy food. As an example, especially allergies can occur. Think of, again, a 5-year-old, 7-year-old little kid is having dinner with parents at night, and they're eating their broccoli, and all of a sudden mom and dad get in a big argument. What does that kid at sitting at the table want to do?
That's right.
They want to get away. So they all of a sudden hurry up and they finish eating their broccoli real quick and they go, "Mom, can I go to my room?" Well, the parents are, "Yes, yes, you can go. Get out." Okay. Well, 3 weeks later, now all of a sudden they're allergic to broccoli.
Yeah.
Because there was this mental connection of eating their broccoli with the argument with their parents. So now, later on in life, as they grow up, broccoli always causes some kind of endocrine issue.
How about the probiotic balance within our intestinal thing as well?
The probiotics are critical in helping us process food. And actually, now they even know that the bacterial arrangement in the intestines and stomach and all the way through to the colon actually controls behavior. And so they're taking ADD kids or hyperactive with obsessive compulsive disorders or psychiatric disorders of any kind, anxiety disorders, and they're changing by putting them on the fermented foods.
It's called the gut-brain connection, right?
Exactly. So you're eating healthy foods. One of the things that we do is we tell people use apple cider vinegar or take sauerkraut. Or one of those, the newest that I really enjoy from doTERRA is this little, it looks like a stick with fuzzy, fizzies that used to be in that.
Like
that,
a pixie stick.
Yeah,
Those are called PB Assist Junior. And those are really good. Even for us adults, there's 5 billion
good
bacteria.
Oh, they taste wonderful. Yeah. And what people don't realize is those individual little beads that are in that pixie stick are coated so that they don't digest in your stomach, that they go directly to the intestine where those bacteria are really needed. So there's things that you can do. Taking essential fatty acids, omega-3, 6, 9, omega-7s, those are anti-inflammatory oils. Now, too much omega-6 is pro-inflammatory. And that, when you're talking psoriasis or eczema, oftentimes we look that it's a severe imbalance between the consumption of omega-3 oils and omega-6. we want that consumption to be maybe between 5 to 1 or less, 3 to 1 or less, 3 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. But right now, the standard American diet is about 30 to 1, 30 omega-6 oils to only 1 omega-3 oil. So that entire, think of it, our skin to stay moist, for our brain to work with fats, for every cell membrane, every cell in your body has a membrane around it that's made up of fats. Well, they could only be made up of the fats you eat. And if, when you're eating too much omega-6 fats, that can have pro-inflammatory, what are called cytokines, and these chemicals that go through your blood that promote inflammation. So one of the things we do is say stop eating those safflower oil and Wesson oil and mazola oil and even sunflower seed oils and some of these other oils to cook with. They don't process well in high heat. So eating things like coconut oil, which is a phenomenal medium chain triglyceride that can feed the skin and feed the brain, fish oils, eating now
avocado.
Avocado, olives, raw walnuts and pecans and eating the raw nuts and seeds, especially walnuts and almonds, because those are high in the omega-3s. Chia seeds is one
fantastic.
Of the highest,
yeah.
And also one of the highest proteins of
Trish,
seed.
And Trish and everybody out there, doTERRA's got a cleanse and restore kit. And that cleanse and restore kit basically is formulated to help us get the nutrition we need in our body. It's got the Lifelong Vitality Pack. It's got the GX Assist that'll help to knock down the yeast in the body. It's got the Zendocrine, which helps, once again,
the whole endocrine
cleanse.
System.
Right.
Yeah.
Again. And then it also has the TerraZymes, which are food enzymes that help us break down our foods and help us absorb nutrition.
And digest the food.
That's right. And absorb it better. And it also comes with some lemon oil. And the DDR Prime, which the DDR Prime stands for Damaged DNA Repair. And it's a fabulous oil for helping us with telling the cells of the body, do your job, cells. It's full of antioxidants, frankincense, and neroli, and a lot of those other oils that are super, super powerful for telling the cells, do your job or let's get out.
And one of the great things about that is that each of these oils and mixes and herbal blends that we use with from Nature Sunshine or Prime Longevity, or whether it's a essential oil, an herb, a vitamin, or enzymes for diet, they're all enhancing a healing function. They're enhancing a bodily function to balance out the body. We're not going after a disease. We're not going after a disease process. That's what drugs and the AMA type medicine is. They want to suppress a symptom, where we're looking to enhance a health. And that's a totally different philosophy.
Right.
It's almost the other side of a coin. One side is enhancing health. What do I do that promotes health? And the other one is, what can they do to get rid of a symptom? And one of the things is, think of it, someone coming into your store and wanting a consultation with iridology or with nutritional consultations, what do they know? They know right away that when they sit down with you, they're going to have to make lifestyle changes.
Right.
Okay. When you go to an AMA doctor, you're going there with the idea of, doc, I don't want to change what I'm doing in my life. I don't want to change my diet, my exercise habits, I don't want to change anything. Just give me something in a pill to get rid of it. Where someone dealing with natural health, holistic health, they know up front that they're going to have to make changes in their life. And, it always, every time I mention those kinds of things, I remember the difference between someone that's an idealist, in their own health practices, and sometimes in the beginning, people become fanatics. And what's the difference between a fanatic and an idealist? And an idealist is someone that, with their beliefs, they're prepared to make changes in their own lifestyle for what they believe. A fanatic wants you to make changes in your lifestyle for what they believe.
Got it.
And so that's a big difference. And that's why I don't like fanatics on any level. And right now we're seeing in politics, there's just the fanatical rush to just really make everyone look bad. Let's go ahead and take our break. Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. And thank you for joining us. 915-833-0222. And you can call directly any of the products that we mentioned during the Blog Talk Radio are available, and you can get them. I talked about radiation the first hour coming from everybody's phone. So please consider getting the Wave Shield that fits right over the speaker part of your phone so that you actually cut 99% of the radiation that's coming out of the phone. So ladies, don't put your phone in your bra, and guys, don't put your phone in the your front pants pocket, because too much radiation is going into the body. One that I want to mention, there was a study that just came out recently, and it was a joint study at Yale University School of Medicine and Penn State University College of Medicine. And what they found is that there is an association between childhood vaccinations and the onset of neuropsychiatric disorders. So this study, conducted as a joint effort between Yale University School of Medicine and Penn State University College of Medicine, recently examined the relationship between child vaccinations and vaccine side effects. Specifically, the epidemiological analysis was conducted to look at vaccination, neuropsychiatry, and the likelihood of developing different various neurological disorders. And the conditions that were searched for in the analysis included OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, anxiety disorders, anorexia nervosa, ADHD, which is attention deficit hyperactive disorder, major depressive disorders, chronic tic disorders, tic de la rue, where you're just, you know, doing things like with your face and your shoulders and you can't help yourself, and also bipolar disorders. So the alarming link was found between the vaccination, and especially between OCD, anorexia nervosa, and anxiety disorders. And it was conducted using insurance claims data to assess the national connection between vaccinations and the psychiatric disorders. The specific vaccination types included those for meningitis, the flu, hepatitis A and B. And by the way, hepatitis B, I think it's malpractice. They give it to babies the day they are born, and they don't have an immune system ready to handle that, and it's injected directly into their bloodstream. And humans do not get exposed to viruses or bacteria by direct injection into the blood. You might have a scratch or a cut, and so viruses or bacteria enter through that cut or rash. But what happens the moment you cut yourself or have an abrasion, the white blood cells immediately go to that area. So any bacteria or viruses that are getting into the body are immediately tested, researched and looked at by the white blood cells, and you have five different kinds of white blood cells, and they all do a specific job. So that's what happens, is you get the white blood cells already primed for that virus or bacteria. When you directly inject it into the blood, the body does not have a chance to mobilize any kind of defense. So what was particularly found was a very strong link between the vaccination and eating disorders like anorexia nervosa within 3 months of getting the flu shot or the influenza vaccinations. And they were also linked with OCD, anorexia nervosa, anxiety. So the side effects now include a laundry list of neuropsychiatric disorders, and especially depressions. So vaccine side effects are harmful to children. And I know we hear, you and I both hear about parents that don't vaccinate their kids, and they stay healthy. You know, it seems like the more vaccinated, and when we were little kids, there were only, maybe 5 or 6 vaccinations. Now what do we have? 65 different vaccinations. And I got measles. I got chicken pox. Did you get those when
you
were a kid?
Absolutely.
You didn't die from it, did you?
No,
me neither. And, you know, we've all had the flu, and nobody dies from the flu. When you stay healthy, your body is strong enough to handle the defense of almost any condition. It's when you constantly assault the body, either through direct injection of different drugs or taking kinds of drugs that suppress the immune system, and all of a sudden you allow the body to end up happening, is all these new disorders start. And I got an article that was really quite good, and I'd like to go through this because for me, anyway, personally, for years, I've been talking about the medical system and the pharmaceutical industry, and it's kind of a self-feeding mechanism. And anyway, they now have done studies, and many ordinary meds they now see cause depression. And the public trust in the pharmaceutical industry has hit a new low. And here's what happens. Give a patient a drug to treat his symptoms, and the drug causes new symptoms, which are diagnosed as a new illness. And then new drugs are given, and those drugs still cause more symptoms, which are also in turn are diagnosed as new conditions. And on it goes. Drugged patients suffer tragically and needlessly, and the cash piles up in big pharma. And at one time, this circle of devastation might have been called an accident. Yet now we know that all the experts know the truth. And what we're finding is that it's rightly labeled marketing strategy. And at the highest levels of the covert ops to disable the population, to sell more drugs. Yahoo News in June had a story that 1/3 of Americans are taking prescription and over-the-counter drugs, such as birth control pills, antacids, common heart medications, and that they all raise the risk of depression. And they warned in this article. Since the drugs are so common, people may be unaware of their potential depressive side effects, according to the report in the Journal of the American Medical Association. So many people may be surprised to learn that their medication, despite having nothing to do with mood or anxiety or any other condition normally associated with depression, can increase their risk of experiencing depressive symptoms and may lead to depressive diagnosis, which leads, again, to more drugs.
Another prescription.
And another prescription, or two.
Yep.
Or this one works with your antipsychotic drugs. And the report that was released... after the U.S. Health Authority said suicides have risen 30% in the past 2 decades, with about half of suicides among people who are not known to suffer any mental illness. So antidepressants are the only drug class that actually carries an explicit warning called the black box warning, and it warns of suicide ideations when you take this medication. You know, there was a study that was done, and they found that all of these shootings at the high schools and around the country, or it's called someone going ballistic or someone going postal. Remember, they used to talk about it because someone would go into the post office and shoot the whole thing, some a guy that got fired or something. Anyway, this going postal and these issues that they found that all of the people doing the shootings were on some kind of psychiatric drug. And so there's other common medication like blood pressure medications, antacids known as proton pump inhibitors, painkillers, hormone contraceptives. And the warnings are harder to find, or they oftentimes don't exist on the package. And anyway, researchers found that more than 200 commonly used prescription drugs have depression or suicide symptoms listed as a side effect. More than 200 different drugs. So we can possibly say that depression wasn't simply the reaction to having a heart attack. It was the drugs used to treat the heart attack that was at fault. And of course, Paxil and Zoloft and all of those contain warnings about suicide and bizarre behavior. You have to be careful. I tell people, be careful about taking these drugs. Look for an alternative approach to instead of taking these heavy, really toxic drugs. And when people come into your store, Vince, isn't that the whole idea? They're looking for something natural
for
to
the
replace.
Alternative, correct. And in both essential oils and nutrition and herbs, there's so many different things that can be helpful. And that's why I really love what we're doing today.
And again, same with me. So people, please be careful. Read the labels of what you're doing, and you'll understand that it might be the vaccines that your kids are taking or the addition of psychotropic drugs that as an adult or children can be taking, but they have very serious side effects, and you want to be careful. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we're back here at Natural Solutions Radio. Hi there.
Oh, it's Josh. This is Josh Brewer. Hey, I was calling you to ask you a couple of health questions.
Sure. Go ahead.
If you get like a persistent cough, and it disappears, and then you might get it again, and it's usually related, it seems like it's an infection, but you don't feel real bad. But kind of a constant cough. Is there some
sort
of supplement that would help with that?
There is a technique. I learned it in when I was in Europe and in Israel. It's a technique that's done quite often for coughs and chest congestion, and it's called salt breathing. And they found, over 1,000 years ago, that miners that worked in salt mines, that there's salt mines all over the world, and they found that those miners that worked in the salt mine never had any lung issues. They never got pneumonia. They never got consumption or tuberculosis or any of those kinds of things. And so there is a technique. Now, in Europe, you can buy what's called a salt breathing pipe, which is made out of porcelain. Here in the United States, they don't have them, and it's not a technique that's taught. But let me tell you how it works, and I've given it to hundreds of people, and it really instantly will stop a cough. Somebody that has a chronic cough, and they're not able to sleep at night, and I have people do this And oh, look at this, how the roosters in the background. I love this. We're talking sounds of nature,
right.
You know. So anyway, here's what you do. Now, I'm going to describe how to do this technique. It's going to sound strange, but it really does work. What you need is like a white paper plate and a big boar straw. Have you ever been into Circle K or one of those, and then people buy those 40-ounce big gulps? But what kind of straw do you get?
Big
it usually
ones.
Gives you a big straw, okay, with a big boar.
Big straw.
Yeah, so you need that big boar straw. Now, here's what you do. You can make up enough so that you have it for a little while. You take a teaspoon of Celtic salt. And you put it in a seed grinder, you know, that just grinds coffee or grinds seeds. And you grind it up and, you know, you press that little plastic top down and it whoosh. And you grind the salt,
yes,
until it's a very fine, fine, almost in the consistency of talcum powder. Okay. And then you put that in a little container. Now, to do the technique, every person has their own fingers that are designed for the size of their own body. So what you do, and I'm on, here's my, you take three fingers, a three-finger pinch of, and I did that on the Facebook so they could see me, but you're taking a three-finger pinch of that salt, and you put it on the paper plate. And you get a knife, and you kind of slowly, you just take that and bring the, with a little knife or a razor blade, almost like drug, you used to see where they were doing cocaine, and you would take this salt, and you would make a little teeny pile, and then you would divide that pile in half. Then what you do is you take the straw and you put it into your mouth and you put it as far back in your throat as you can. Don't touch the little thing hanging down in the back of your throat called the uvula. What you do is you get that straw back there. Then you take the other end of the straw and put it over that little teeny mound of salt, and with one very strong, forceful inhale, you inhale that salt directly into your lungs. You might cough for maybe 30 seconds or so, and then wait 1 minute, and then what you'll do is the second little mound. Remember, you took that three-finger pinch and divided it in half, and then you do a second forceful inhale, and you will find that that stops a cough within minutes, and you'll be able to go to sleep at night. You might then do that same technique first thing in the morning, where you take and you do that salt breathing, and sometimes maybe in the middle of the afternoon. You know, you can do it two or three times a day. But for sure, last thing at night before sleep, and you'll find that that breathing of that salt stops the chronic cough. Now, there's things that you can take, essential oils, almost any of the good flavor essential oils you can rub on your chest, or breathe
would be the one that I would use. Bottom of the feet, on the chest.
Or right below the nose,
right,
and you're inhaling.
Inhaling and cupping your hands is a great way to use essential oils.
And then you're getting those vapors directly in. Or you might get an oil diffuser and put it in your room so that you can diffuse the essential oils throughout the night when you're sleeping. Then, of course, you can take nutrients like zinc, which stops infection, 35 to maybe 60, 70 milligrams a day of maybe a zinc gluconate. And not a zinc oxide. You can take extra vitamin C. You can take things like echinacea and golden seal. But the best thing to stop the cough is this salt breathing. Now, you can also get bioflavonoids, which is a vitamin C complex. You can get a liquid that's very high dose, and that'll kind of break up the mucus that's in your chest. But that salt breathing will stop a cough very quickly within minutes. So great question, Josh.
That is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate it, Dr. Ben-Joseph. You all have a great day and a great week, okay?
Thank you so much for joining us, Josh. Nice hearing from you. And there we go. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915 915- 833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And we're back. We're back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Every human on the planet needs to take vitamins and minerals. Again, absolutely. And every human on the planet needs to take omega-3 oils, omega-7, 9, different omega oils. Every human on the planet. So they came up with this Vitality Pack that has three bottles in it. And with those three bottles, you're getting all the...
vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, both marine and land-based, you know,
and
oils.
The antioxidants, correct. All the different chemicals, antioxidant chemicals. And then also the Terra Greens. When you add like a good scoop of that into your morning smoothie, where you're having maybe a protein drink with some blueberries and spinach and other kinds of things, and you add that scooper of Terra Greens, you're really adding like an insurance policy that's giving you everything that you
need.
More
fruits, vegetables, that sort of thing within the green drink itself. So, yeah.
I don't know anybody definitely. That eats the, what is it? It used to be 4 to 6 servings. Then it was 6 to 8 servings. Then it was 9 to 11 servings. Now you're supposed to eat 11 servings of fruits and vegetables per day. You know, nobody eats that many servings.
Nope.
And so anyway, it's a good way to be able to get that because it's convenient. It's easy. You put it in and you just whip that in a blender and you're ready to go. And you start your day with a, you know, you add maybe a little flax oil. You add some chia seeds or flaxseed, maybe a handful of almonds, and you whip that up in a blender, maybe even a teaspoon of organic chocolate powder, maybe a little bit of raw honey, and you're talking a great smoothie and a little coconut milk, and so it's a really good way to start the morning aside from your breakfast. So thank you very much for joining us. It's always a pleasure to have you and your brother out here. Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
This is Dennis.
Hi, Dennis. Good morning. How can I help you this morning?
Yeah, I was just curious. Is there, you know, I've been having problems with low testosterone, and I was just wondering, is there,
something you can do?
Vitamin assortment or whatever that can take care of something like that?
Oh, yes. There's a number of things you can do. First, the question with testosterone is how old are you?
I'm 67.
Okay. So what we do know is that as we progress in our age, testosterone has a tendency to go down. But the reason that that tendency to go down is because of we're being constantly assaulted by estrogens. When you eat food, unless it's 100% organic, and I don't know anybody that eats 100% organic, it's just too difficult. But all of the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides, all of those chemicals that people eat, or as an example, the cleaning products that people use in their home, whether it's to clean your desks or whatever other chemicals that people spray around. And all of those chemicals are estrogenic, and they act as estrogen. And the other thing is most people are very deficient in iodine. Now, iodine in the thyroid helps to prevent estrogen from building up. So what happens when iodine is low, estrogen begins to increase in the body, progesterone goes down, and the estrogen causes the testosterone to change to what's called dihydrotestosterone, and that dihydrotestosterone is what causes the prostate to swell up and BPH and make it so men have to wake up 3 or 4 times at night to urinate, and it swells up the prostate. So what the one of the things that you want to do is lower the amount of these estrogenic chemicals that you're being assaulted by. So again, we go into as much as possible an organic diet. Now, the other thing you can do is there are some herbs that are that help to lower the amount of estrogen, and they actually are aromatase inhibitors is what they are called, and that's things like salt palmetto or Pygium africanum or stinging nettles or the mineral zinc. All of those are what's called aromatase inhibitors, and they stop the production of estrogen. So one of the things that we want people to do is take their proper amounts of iodine. I use things like Lugol's iodine, and they can start with one drop a day, and slowly in 4, 5, 6, even in a week, add a second drop until you're taking around 4 to 6 drops per day. And that'll again help to lower the amount of estrogens. Now, sometimes men can actually take a natural progesterone cream. Men need progesterone the same as women. Now, women need very high amounts, like 40 to 60 milligrams a day. A man can get by on 6 to 8 to 10 milligrams per day. So where they can take that progesterone cream, and you take like an eighth to a tenth of a teaspoon, where a woman might take a quarter teaspoon, and you rub that on the skin. So you can rub that cream on the upper part of the thigh or on the scrotum, and that's going to also help to increase testosterone. And then the other thing you can take, there's Nature Sunshine makes one for men and one for women, and it's called DHEA, which is dihydroepiandrosterone, and it's a hormone that is called the mother hormone in the body. And that hormone is what makes all other hormones. And you need that. There's one DHEA-M for men and DHEA-F for females. And it's designed to actually help increase testosterone, or DHEA, which then turns to testosterone. A woman should only take between maybe 10 and 25 milligrams per day, and a male can take, oh, maybe 75, 50 to 75, even 100 milligrams per day. And I suggest usually at least once or twice a year when you get a blood test that you take, you get a DHEA-S, as in Sam, for serum. And a male wants, 250 to 300 on that, and a woman maybe 150 to 200 on the blood test. And but that would help to increase testosterone. And I'm sure, Vince, there's probably some very specific essential oils, you know, that help the Zendrican, again, to help the
to detox.
Detox and help the endocrine gland system.
And sandalwood is another one of those oils that's very powerful for, you know, lifting our vitality, consider performance, increase circulation with an oil blend called Balance. Mm-hmm. That can be used topically as well. So, you know, that's another great thought. And then a lifelong vitality pack, getting all those vitamins,
getting all the
minerals,
nutrients, yes,
fish oils that our body needs.
And then, again, lowering the amount of estrogenic effect. We have at Health Naturally, there's a product that's really phenomenal. It's called Men's Max 72. And let me tell you, you know that this works. It has all of the aromatase inhibitors and testosterone enhancers, like tribulus, as an example, and a horny goat weed. I love that herb, horny goat weed. Isn't that a great?
But those are great. Those are great for performance,
and they really do work for performance. And you could tell, because guys, let me tell you, when you're 65 or older, and you know, that ED starts to set in, or you know, when you were young, you'd wake up in the morning and you'd have an erection because you have to take a pee, and you know, and now at 65, 70, that doesn't happen anymore. Well, all of a sudden, you take this supplement, and really, within the first 1 or 2 days, you're going to start waking up with your flag waving in the morning again. So, but that's probably one of the strongest, and you only need, you know, one or two. They actually say you only need one capsule every 3 days, Now, to raise testosterone, you can take one capsule every other day, and it'll actually increase the amount of testosterone. It's called Men's Max 72. But let me tell you, for performance, we have a lot of women that come into the store and buy that supplement for their husbands, because you can notice the difference right away. And there's some knockoff supplements on the market, and you hear those all the time advertised on the radio. Instead of taking the blue pill, you know, you take this other
one, whatever,
you know, and it says, your mate will, you know, but it's called the one we use, and it really works. You take one dose and you're going to know. Take it in the morning, you'll know that night.
And you're not going to have the big headaches and heart fluttering that you get from
the blue pill.
The blue pill, yeah, something like that. So, yeah, they do really work, so I like them a lot.
Yeah, and it so Men's Max 72, and they call that, I love these names, Men's Max 72. So that's because you only take it every 72 hours. You know, so it's really good. But I hope that answered your question. What we want to do is lower the amount of estrogen that you can. So don't forget, take your iodine, you know, get maybe a little progesterone cream, DHEA, and Men's Max 72. And again, if the prostate is involved, then you want to get that formula called Men's Formula. And that's what it's called. Or sometimes extra salt palmetto, because those are very good for shrinking the prostate. In traditional medicine, they call that BPH, but we don't care. What we're doing is helping the endocrine gland system again to enhance how the endocrine gland functions. So thanks, Dennis. That was a great call. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Hey, I appreciate the information. So,
You're welcome.
Hang up on me. I'd like to go ahead and continue to listen.
Oh, yes. Okay,
you.
So we'll keep that. We'll just put you on listen mode. Okay, thank you so much.
Perfect.
I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you, sir.
All right. I want to mention before, we only have about 6 minutes left. I want, there was an article about chemotherapy, and there's a lot of people taking chemotherapy. And this was a big study, and the chemotherapy side effects, what they're finding, especially in breast cancer, enable cancer cells to spread from the breast to the lungs. And new research it's in there in the article somewhere. Oh yeah, Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio, the chemistry and pharmacological department, and they found that the standard chemotherapy used as a treatment for breast cancer has a counterintuitive effect, which increases the risk of metastases to the lung. And instead of reducing metastases as it was intended, the chemotherapy actually promotes the spread of cancer, especially in breast cancer. And these studies were done at Ohio State University, pharmacological department, the biological chemistry department, and the researchers kind of were stunned because of the pro-cancer side effects of the commonly used cancer drugs. So I don't want to read the whole aspect of the chemistry of it, but it seems that chemotherapy does not necessarily help breast cancer and other organ cancers. And one of the findings was by Nicholas Gonzalez, MD, and he did years and years of study with the National Health Institute, and they found that over cancers, breast cancer, organ cancers, and over 100 other cancer types are not helped by chemotherapy today. And this came out in Science Daily and Science Magazine. So people, if you're taking chemotherapy, let me suggest that you find a naturopath somewhere and get on a natural treatment program. We use complete dietary approach. And if you're taking chemotherapy, we never tell people to stop their drug. That's between you and your doctor. I'll certainly give you my opinion of that. But you have to make that decision. But what we would want to do is enhance your natural ability to heal. Even though you might be taking chemotherapy, we still want to do the proper diet, the herbs, the vitamins, the antioxidants, the vitamins and minerals, the essential fatty acids. Again, turmeric, the spices, rosemary, oregano. These are all kinds of oils and spices that help. We have the essential oils. I use extensively DDR Prime, whether it's rubbed on the area of the cancer, frankincense, melaleuca, all of those we use. And again, we don't necessarily call it for cancer. You're not treating cancer. What you're dealing with is enhancing health. And so people always ask us, what can you do to treat this or treat that? And we're always careful to say, look, we're not treating that disease. I know you'll see your symptoms disappear, but what we want to do and concentrate on is enhancing your health.
Build your health.
You know, so the body systems approach. So anyway, chemotherapy side effects, be careful, folks, about taking that. We don't worry about it. And we only have about 90 seconds left, so let me give you one last article that you're going to just love. You know, how many people do you know dealing with their weight, overweight? Hello? You know, how many people in the population? Millions. Well, here's a nice thing that they found, and this is I talk about in my book, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. Okay, worrying about your weight makes you fat.
Seconds.
Okay, so scientific evidence shows that the more stress you worry about your weight, the more increases in the weight gain through disturbed sleep and endocrine disruption. So the more you worry about your weight, the more it's going to help you gain weight. So again, we talk about Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead. That's a book that I wrote. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can get it at the Health Naturally, and that's available. It's a great book. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week with another show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.